dear friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim B'Siyata Dishmaya in Meseches Nigayim, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. We already had a shiur. We saw Neflos Mitaras Hashem, and we intend to do so in this shiur as well. It should be a special schus for Armoni Morasi, Yisrael Daniel Ben Shein Adina, Bracha Atzach V'chaz Hayadav, Rabbi Yisrael Ben Moshe Mordechai, Bracha Atzach V'chaz Matzei Yadav, for Moshe Yidav Ben Pesh Adina, Bracha Atzach V'chaz Matzei Yadav, Linishmas, Maritz Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, Maritz Chana Ritz Gunnar, Maritz Alta Chana Ritz Reb Meir Zev. And this is based on an incredible Sefer Or Yikaros and Meseches Negaim. So it says in the Mishnah, Kohen asum b'achas mein avish kol marein av lo yiras hanagayim shenem l'chol marein ha-kohen. A Kohen who's blind in one eye, or his eyes have dimmed, should not see the negayim, as it says, l'chol marein ha-kohen. So if it's not ein ha-kohen, he's blind in one eye, or he doesn't see well, so that's not considered the seeing that the Torah talks about, and therefore he should not see the negayim. So we see in the Mishnah that there are two types of psulim for Re'iyas HaNegayim Machmas Choser Re'iyah. There's a Suma Ba'ayin Achas, there's somebody who's blind in one eye, and then there's Kahom or Einav, someone who is, his vision has dimmed. However, it doesn't tell us what the shear of dimness that passels Re'iyas Einayim. So, does it mean that if somebody's vision is not punkt 20/20, it has to be perfect vision? I'm saying, what's the gvul? Where do you go from he sees well to he doesn't see well? In Bechoros, on page 44a, we see that they're mumim of Kohanim. The Gemara explains to us the various blemishes of the Kohanim. And we see over there that besides Suma, which is a mum, Bein b'shtei einav, Bein b'ayin achas, a Suma is a blemish for a Kohen, whether it is in one eye or in two. There are two other cases. One is kihu kehayusa and michus raisa. Rashi says kehayusa hainu she'eino roe klal. He can't see at all, rachmana litzlan. Michus raisa Hainu shechorsamiriyaso aval roe miktsas. He is lacking in his vision, but he sees a little bit. So you have a psul of someone who doesn't have eyes at all, rachmana litzlan. You have a psul of kihayusa, which is somebody who has eyes but can't see. And mechus raisa is roe miktas. Mechus raisa is that he can see a little bit. Keyusa is the eino roe. Keyusa means that he can't see at all. And mechus raisa is that he can see, but not as well. In the Mishnah, gabe riyas negaim, we have by us a mention of this gather of kehus, kaha ein kaha mor einav. So is that like kihayusa? So in the Gemara in Bechoros we see kihayusa is chisaron re'iyah gamor, that he can't see at all. And Mechusraisa can see better, but he also, Rashi says that he only sees a little bit. So, what does that mean by us? When it says Kaha Mo'or Einav, what does that mean? Does it mean that he's completely blind? It would appear that not. First of all, it says Kohen Asuma Ba'achas Me Einav. So that already covers the blind. So Kohamor Einav isn't completely blind, even though in the Gemara in Bechoros it is. There, we must note, we're dealing with something different. We're dealing with Xeris HaKasuv that passes on Mumbai Kohanim. And here, we don't have passes on Mumbai Kohanim for Avoda, that the Kohanim can't do Avoda if they have a Mum. And there, it's puzzle if he's lacking a lot of his vision. But here, again, Kahamura Enav does not mean he can't see at all. And the question is, what can he see? How much can he see? Is it that he's lacking a lot of his vision? It's a little bit. It's not mistabir again that it has to be absolutely perfect. But what's the border? We don't. It's not really clear. Sarachian. The Merihitus Lashon Hamish is also a discussion Achronim about glasses. Let's say he can't see so well, but with glasses he can see. So does that help? Does that change matters? From the Pashtus Lashon HaMishnah, it would appear that the psul of Kahamor Einav is dafka ba'ofen shekahu tshrei Einav. It's dafka in an instance where both of his eyes are dim. That's why it says sumabayin achas me'enav o Kahamor Einav, which implies both of his eyes. So it emerges that there are two more cases which were not mentioned in the Mishnah. We have Suma Bishtei Einav, someone who is blind in both eyes. That wasn't mentioned by the Mishnah. The Mishnah only said Suma in one eye. And Kasa Eino Achas, and his one of his eyes' vision was dim. So Bishlem of Suma Bishtei Einav, it's a Mishnah Shein Etzricha. It's not a Chiddush to tell me that a person who is blind in both eyes can't see the Negaim, because he can't see the Negaim. But Kasa Eino Achas, but let's say one of his eyes is dim. Yesh La'ayin, L'din of his Izikasha L'Riya Sanegaim, the Tosas Yantif, is Medayik from our Mishnah to be Machshir, because it's Dafka Shtein of Nara Ein Achas. However, the Rashash, Tosas Anshe Shem, our Masig, on the Tosas Yantif, that it's the same din, and how can we be mechalek between a Suma who's pasul ba'achas me'enav l'ka amare eino? Both of them we learn from the same pasuk, as we see in the Mishnah l'cho amare eini ha'kohen. So if we pasul blind in one eye, we're also going to pasul dimmed vision in one eye. V'ayein od be Sefer Tiferes Yisrael of a Mishnah Chorona. In the Gra, he says that there are two different drashas. Suma ba'achas me'einav was excluded from the pasuk l'chol einei hakohen. Einei. So he needs two eyes. If he only can only see in one eye, he's out. You need two eyes. Ka mare einav is learned from l'chol mare einei hakohen. Mare, to be able to see. He has to be able to see properly in both eyes. So we have one pasuk, but two different yalfusas from that pasuk. The suma in one eye is from einei hakohen, and the ka mare einav is mismayet from l'chol mare einei hakohen. So ka, if his vision was dimmed, it's excluded from l'chol mare einei hakohen. So according to this, the Tosas Yantav works out very well, because the Tosas Yantav was mechalek. He says when it comes to dimmed vision, it needs to be in both eyes. When it comes to being a suma, that's only in one eye. When it comes to dimmed vision, it needs to be a suma in both eyes. When it comes to blindness, it's only blind in one eye. That's enough to pasul. So the Achronim were masig. It's one din. It's one din. How could you be mechalek between a suma who's even in one eye and a dimmed vision should also be in one eye? But with the Gerut, the Tosas Yantav is very good, because if koha mar achas me'einav, there's no chisaron of l'chol einei. Because he has two einayim, he still has two eyes. So what's the only chisaron? Kol mare, says in the pasuk, l'chol mare ene ha-kohen. So what is he lacking? He's lacking kol ha-mare. He's lacking the entire vision. But if he's only dimmed vision in one eye, and in the other eye he sees perfectly, so maybe that's not a problem of kol mare. He's got a beautiful mare here. He's got, at least in one eye, it's great, it's perfect, and the other eye it's dimmed, but still he can see. So maybe that would be beseder. And we can be mechalik between that and a summa ba'achas me'einav, because summa, we have an explicit pasuk that summa is he needs two eyes, but this guy has two eyes. It's a chisaron and kol mare, but maybe one eye is kol mare, one good eye is kol mare enough. However, the other mefarshim explained the gather of the din of l'chol mare eni ha-kohen kipshuto, that we require ri'iya mushlemes shel kol mare eni ha-kohen. And therefore, if you would have even dimmed vision in one eye, that would be a psul. So he has to be able to see well in both eyes. We learn in the Tosefta, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, Mishen Nismas Eino, Achas Eino Roshoi Ladin, Shenemar L'chol Mare Eine HaKoin, V'omer Al Piem Yeh Kol Riv V'chol Mega, Makish Rivim L'negoim, Manegoim L'chol Mare Eine HaKoin, Af Rivim L'chol Mare Eine HaKoin. Somebody who is blind in one eye is not allowed to judge, because it says L'chol Mare Eine HaKoin, it says Al Piem Yeh Kol Riv Nega. So we make a hekesh, we make an equation between Riv and Nega. What's a Riv? A quarrel, judgment. What's nega? Negaim, tsaras, what we're talking about over here. Ma negaim l'chol mare ene ha-kohen. Madach negaim. Ar l'chol mare ene ha-kohen. That it is. If he's lacking vision in one eye, he can't see the nega. He's puzzled from riyas negaim. So too when it comes to judgment, so too when it comes to din, l'chol mare ene ha-kohen. He needs to have two eyes. If he's blind in one eye, then he is pasul ladin, because we make a hekesh between negaim and rivim. And this was copied by the Rash in the Mishnah. Gir sagra in the Tosefta is Hayrav Meir Omer Mishen Nisma Echad Min Eino Ein Rishai Liros Es Hanegaim. Somebody who was blinded one from his eyes. Echad min eino, ein rashai liros es hanegaim, is not allowed to see the negaim. Ve'eino rashai ladun, and is not allowed to judge. Shenamra l'chol mare, etc. Makar shrivim l'negaim, afrivim l'chol mare. So the Gra made three changes, three textual emendations. Did I say that right? Emendations, not emend. Amen. In the text. Number one, he wrote that this is Rebbe Meir. Haya Rebbe Meir Omer. We don't have Rebbe Meir Omer. And it's not Stama. We have Stama. The Gra has Rebbe Meir. And that's based on the Sugiya in Sanhedrin 34b, that we bring a right bris, that Rebbe Meir is Makish Rivim Lenegoim, the Psul Suma. And it's Smuchach there in the Sugiya, the Hainu Besuma Achas. We're talking about even blind in one eye, because Rov Rishonim hold that Suma B'shtei Einayim is puzzle, even according to the Rabbana. So when Rabbi Meir holds, the Rabbana says Suma is okay, that's one eye, and Rabbi Meir holds that one eye is no good. Another Hagah of the Gra, another change in the text, is the Seder Hadinim in the Tosefta. In our Girsa, it would appear that the Iker Din that we see in this Tosefta is a psul suma ladun, and because that's the only issue at hand. The Gro is magia, no, that first he's not allowed to see the negaim, and then we can learn from a hekesh and a roi ladun. and also the Gemara was Magia in the Lashon of the Hekesh, derivim kinegaim, that rivim are like negaim. Rivim have to be l'chol mare, what's the lashon? Af rivim l'chol mare. How do we have it? L'chol mare einei hakohen. The Gra only has l'chol mare, and we have l'chol mare einei hakohen. So those are the three primary changes. Also, says Mishanisma Seino Achas in our Girsa, his is Mishanisma Echad Min Eino. Same thing. Ubi Igor Shitas HaRambam, Rabbi Meir, we see that the din of a Suma, whose pasul l'ri'iyas negayim, is not a din misuyam b'ri'iyas negayim, but rather we learn from negayim to rivim that a Suma is pasul ladun. We learn from rivim, from negayim to rivim, that not only is a Suma pasul, one eye pasul from seeing negayim, he's also pasul from judging. In the Sugyot Sanhedrin, we have an additional braisa. Hayer Rebbe Meir Omer, Ma Talmud Lomar Al Pim Yakor Riv B'chol Negav V'chimanyan Riv Neitzel Negayim Ela Makish Riv Negayim Mani Goyim B'yom Chsiv Yom Meroz Baraf Riv B'yom Mani Goyim Shalob B'sumin Chsiv Chomer Anei Akoin Afriv Shalob B'sumin Makish Negayim L'Riv Ma Riv Shalob B'krovim, etc. So it says here that what does it learn Al Pim Yakor Riv B'chol Negav? What do Rivim have to do with Negayim? So we make a Hekesh, an equation between Rivim and Negayim, just like Negayim are by day, because it says B'yom Heroz Bo, so too Rivim are by day. You have to judge by day. Negayim are not done by blind people. L'chol mare einei hakohen. So too rivim can't be done by blind people. Judge, a blind person can't be a judge. And then we have a hekesh from negayim to rivim, just like rivim are not bekrovim, so too negayim. So Rabbi Meir is makish rivim l'negayim, not only in psul suma, but also in psul laila, that it's also possible at night. And he also learns the other direction, from rivim to negayim to pasul krovim. However, the rabbis argue they don't learn this hekesh, memela their machshir, a dayan suma ladun, a blind judge to judge, ulefi divrayam psul suma hu din mesuyam b'ri'iyas negayim. And there, according to the rabbis, the psul of a suma is a specific psul in ri'iyas hanegayim. However, even according to the rabbis, ein danin balayla. You're right, we don't learn it from Negoyim, but the rabbis also hold Ein Negoyim Balayla, like we see there, page 32a, Dinei Mamon is done in Bayom. The Gemara says, from Vayin Baistis, 34b, Amar Pchia Bar Papa, Amar Kra, V'shaftu Asam B'chol Eis, Yachit Chilis Dinami, K'derabad Amarot, D'rab Arami, K'siv Shav Sam B'chol Eis, K'siv Vayibu Yonu Chilu Az Banav. Hakeitzad Yom Latchilas Din Laila LeGemar Din. So the psul of Din BaLaila LeRabbanan LeRabbi Meir are two different dinim. According to the Rabbanan, there's a stira on the psukim of Mishpat, and the gather of the din that comes out from the stira in the psukim is that Tchilas Din BeYom, and Gemar Din is Afila BaLaila. Why? Because we have a stira in psukim. We have one pasuk that tells us v'shaftu asam b'chol eis. That's where we get, because it says in the Mishnah that dinei mamon is you start judge by day and you finish at night. And then the Gemara wants to know where you get this from, that dinei mamon is you finish at night. So the Gemara says v'shaftu asam b'chol eis. Ah. At all times you can judge. So the Gemara says, if that's true, then Tchilas Din also should also be able to start the judgment by night. And for the Gemara now, Rava asks Stira. It says in one end Veshavtu Asam B'choleis, and it says Ve'yavayam Anchilo Asbanav. So how does this work? Yom l'tchilas din, and Laila l'gmar din. So the day is talking about the beginning of the judgment, and that's when it says v'shavtu asam b'chol eis. That's talking about, excuse me, v'ya b'yom anchilo azbanav. So tchilas din is b'yom, and then b'laila is going to be gmar din. What's the laila gmar din? That's v'shavtu asam b'chol eis. The gmar din is b'chol eis. And the tchilas din is b'yom anchilo azbanav. So that's where Rabbi Meir gets it from. That's where Rabbi Meir gets his judgment from. And according to the Chachamim, and according to Rabbi Meir, where do you get that the psul of din balayla? You get it from Negayim. The Negayim are not allowed to be at night, which would mean that even the gemar din, according to Rabbi Meir, is going to be puzzle at night. Only according to the Rabbanan, the Gemara din is okay at night. According to Rabbi Meir, who learns from Negayim, just like Negayim are usher at night, so any part of the din is going to be puzzle at night. Now, the Rambam in the third parak of Hilchot Sanhedrin writes, "Ein maschilim es hadinim." Balaila, mipi Hashmua lamdu shadinim minikinigayim, shenemra kol riv v'chol nega, ma ri'yas negayim b'yom bilvad, af hadinim b'yom bilvad. So we don't start judgments at night. From tradition we learn that dinim are like negayim. As it says, kol riv v'chol nega, just like ri'yas negayim are b'yom, af hadinim b'yom. So you get from negayim that dinim have to be by day. In halacha daled, the Rambam writes, v'chein avz gimel, v'chein ein mekablim edus, v'ein mekayim in shtaris balayla, uv'dinei mamanis, im eschilu b'yom, mutar ligmor adin balayla. You're not mekabel edus, you're not mekayim shtaris at night, but dinei mamanis, if you start by day, you're allowed to finish at night. And this Rambam is shver. On one hand, he paskins kirabanan, that Laila is only possible with l'tchilas din, but l'gmar din, Laila is kosher. On the other hand, he brings the hekesh from Rivim to Negayim. That's a Rebbe Meir dikavort. And if you subscribe to Rebbe Meir's shita, then Sof din is also going to be puzzle at night. So when you see the Rambam, Koroi Yishtomen, where is the Rambam coming from? And one, and he wants to learn from Negayim, Seder, then it's going to be puzzle to do any din at night. Then how can the self same Rambam say that only Tchilas din is no good at night, but Gemar din is okay at night? That's a Rabbanan for it. And the Rabbanan have a different source for the psul of din at night, b'yom anchilo shavtu asam b'chol eis, like we saw before, not negayim. So the Rambam one hand brings like Reb Meir, the limud from negayim. On the other hand, halacha lemaisa, practically speaking, passing like the Rambam, a passing like the Rabbanan, that there's a chilik between day and night, that the gemar din is allowed to be at night, and only tchilas din is not allowed to be at night, but gemar din is, and that's the Rabbanan. So that's very difficult. So here we have to say that the Rambam learns that we derive from the pasuk of Shavtu Sam B'chol Eis to be Machshir Gmar Din Balayla, like we see in the Gemara Libet Rabbanan, and so says the Kesef Mishnah and other Nosei Kelim. The serious problem with that is that the Rambam never mentions it. So the Kesef Mishnah says that that's the pasuk that the Rambam is basing himself on. For Shavtu Asam B'chol Eis, the Rambam doesn't mention that pasuk. So that's difficult. So Lamaisa, we have to understand the Rambam, how the Rambam could paskin like both of them, like both the Rabban and the Rebbe Meir, when they contradict each other. And we have a lot more to discuss. And I'm hoping, in Mirtz Hashem, that in the next shiur we are able to continue, and we will see Neflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. B'li Neder, I am hoping that we are zochet to continue. Shalom, shalom.